Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Kirstie Krause, and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I've been trying to stay positive, trying to block out the negative, quit the comparison, but it's easier said than done. 'Cause everywhere that I look, I see people passing right by me, doing better than me, and I'm left just sitting in the dust. I've been working so hard for so long, everything keeps going wrong, and I know everybody's on their own path, but when's it gonna be my turn? Hey, when's it gonna be my turn? Hey, I've been trying to stay patient, trying to keep up the faith and trust in the waiting, 'cause nothing worth having comes quick. But every year I'm getting older, and every day I'm getting closer to throwing in the towel, saying to hell with it. 'Cause I've been giving my all, doing my best, just to watch somebody else get everything I've ever been praying for.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome back our dear friend and one of my absolute favorite people in this world, the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan. Well, I catch up with Liz, as I like to call her, on what she's been up to since the last time, as well as her a new album, and the pretty impressive things that she did on it. This is going to be so much fun. And with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome my very dear friend, Miss Alyssa Trahan, back to the show. Hey, Liz, how are you?
Hey, Cody, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you again for doing this, and I know we were talking earlier, and I teased I had a couple of things that might blow your mind. Well, here we go. You, my friend, have just had a record.
Really? What kind of record?
You are only the second guest we've had that's ever been on the show 7 times.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. 7 times?
Seriously.
I just not feel like 7 times. That's crazy.
And get this. Our first interview was all the way back in 2015.
Oh, my gosh. That's like a million years ago. That feels like Oh my gosh, that's okay. You did blow my mind. You're right. My mind is officially blown.
It blew my mind too. I was like, I was looking at the stats. I was like, look, wait, that can't be right. I'm like, what is happening right now?
That is so crazy.
It's hard to believe that we've actually known each other that long. It's tough to believe, you know?
Yeah, I have not known many people that long, so that is pretty awesome.
So, as I was kind of researching for this interview today, I did want to touch on the fact that you made your debut at a pretty respected writer's round in Nashville last night. Talk about that.
Yeah, so last night I got to debut with the song Suffragettes, which if anybody listening doesn't know, the song Suffragettes it's a writer's round every Monday, and they feature female singer-songwriters in Nashville, and it's at the Listening Room, which is just an incredible music venue. And it's something that pretty much all women in Nashville want to be a part of, and it was so much fun. I'm so grateful that I finally got the chance to be up there on that stage with those incredible girls, and it was amazing, and I kind of had to pinch myself on stage just, you know, seeing the backdrop behind me with the song Suffragettes logo, and it was just so much fun.
Now, you were up there with Carolyn Marquardt, Ava Spelsa, Aaliyah Good, Mia Morris, and Michaela Lynn. Did you know any of those girls previously?
I did not. I had followed a couple of them on social media. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell if you've met in person or just been friends on Instagram for so long. But I've never gotten the chance to meet them in person. And it was really cool because we actually all found out we had a lot in common. So, yeah, I feel like I got a new group of friends. Pretty exciting.
Awesome. Now, I've been to a couple of Songs I Forget shows myself. And I forget the stats, but they've had several artists that have played that show go on to sign major record deals.
Yeah, they've had quite a few. I forget the number. They just told me last night. I should remember it. But a lot of girls have gone on to sign record deals, publishing deals, crazy things. I mean, they had Carly Pierce, Maddie and Tay,
mm-hmm.
So many people. Tennille Arts, who just had her first number one. So hopefully some of that rubs off on me. That would be great.
Oh, it will. I have no doubt that it will. And speaking of all that, you also just recently dropped your brand new album.
I did. My brand new album, it's a self-produced album that I did during 2020, the time of quarantine and all that. So, yeah, very excited to finally have that out in the world. And I feel like I was working on it for a very, very long time. So I'm just excited that everyone can finally hear it and have it in their hands.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you wrote or co-wrote all 13 tracks. And like you said, you self-produced the album, and you played virtually all the instruments.
Correct. I played about, like, between 90 and 95%. Of all the instruments. I did have a couple people feature on stuff that I thought they could do a lot better than I could. But, yep, I either solely produced or co-produced every song and either solely wrote or co-wrote every song too.
That is impressive.
Thank you.
Now it's my turn to be totally mind blown. That's just absolutely impressive.
Oh, well, thank you.
And And I've got to tell you, I think, and I've felt for years, that you are one of the most talented people I've ever met.
Thank you. That is so sweet.
Not only as an artist, but as a producer, and especially a songwriter. I mean, the songs you crank out are, they're sassy, they're fun, they're deep. I mean, it's, you're just a hit maker, you know?
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
I believe the last time we did one of these was right before COVID hit in February of 2020. and since we last spoke, Nashville's been through it, hasn't it?
Yes, Nashville has a, let's see, we've been hit hard by the pandemic. Well, first it started with the tornado, and then it was the pandemic, and then it was the explosion, and there were, you know, we had riots pretty bad here. 2020
yeah.
was just a tough year for the town, for sure. I think we're slowly coming back, as Nashville does, but it's definitely been hit really hard.
And I'm one of those people that I love the town so much that that it seemed like pretty much every day in 2020 I was reaching out to people that I knew in town and making sure y'all were okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, everyone here in Nashville was also, you know, texting and calling each other. Felt like once a month just to be like, hey, are you okay after that crazy thing that just happened in the city? I mean, it was crazy. It was like, you know, we felt like we woke up to bad news so many mornings, and it almost felt like a routine that was happening. It was not good at all.
No. But luckily, like you said, it seems like things are getting back to somewhat normal.
Slowly,
which is good.
Yes.
I also wanted to talk about, I think we might have mentioned this earlier, is that off air one, you have a full slate of summer tour dates.
I do. It's going to be a busy summer, and we're still booking some stuff. We have some stuff confirmed that I haven't announced yet, so there's going to be a lot of exciting announcements coming in the next few weeks here about this summer. Fingers crossed that everything happens how we're planning.
Right.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting back on the road and seeing everyone at shows and just playing for humans again and not just a computer screen. I'm really excited.
And I just thought of this. Did you see that video of Miranda Lambert's very first show back?
I did, and she got emotional on stage.
Yeah, she couldn't even make it through the house they built me. She could barely make it through that. I was like, that's probably gonna happen to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I'm fully expecting, like, my first real show back. I'm probably going to be emotional. I mean, even last night playing for that, you know, all those people at the listening room, it was like, I felt emotional. I was like, oh, my gosh, I haven't done this in so long. It feels like, it feels weird, but it feels great. It's just, I think all performers are so ready to get back to it. I mean, that's what we love to do, and being without live music has really hit us hard. I mean, we are all so ready to get back to it.
And speaking as a fan, I'm ready for that that day too. The last actual concert I went to was Eric Church in 2018 at Nissan Stadium, and And I've missed that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot wait for the big shows to come back, the arenas and the stadiums. Man, it's going to be it's going to be insane.
And speaking of that Eric Church show, I'm not sure if we talked about this last time you were on, but I think there was a moment in that show where I almost cried. I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced as a music fan. It was at the end of his song Springsteen, which is one of my absolute favorite songs of his ever. He stopped singing at the outro, and the crowd took over. 50,000 people singing the outro of that song. I was like, I'm going to cry now.
Oh, my gosh. I don't blame you. That sounds incredible. I wish I was there.
It was, I mean, I can't even find words for that. And Church, I mean, this man could take an acoustic guitar, make 50,000 people just to hang on the word.
Can you imagine that power that he has? That's amazing. That is like the true power of music right there. It's so incredible.
Oh, it absolutely is. And Garth Brooks is that same way too. Now I told you that I met Garth in the room last year and even acoustically, I mean, Garth did a few of his hits acoustically, and I'm sitting there with my jaw on the floor. I'm like, this man is incredible.
He is a legend, truly. He's an icon. He's just whole other level incredible.
And the absolute nicest man on this planet, too. I mean, Garth is like
he's so nice.
Garth is like the man. I think I put on Instagram that day, I go, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
I know we mentioned about your upcoming tour, your debut at the Listening Room. Oh, there was one other thing I want to talk to you about. I have your new album. Of course I've got your new album. I mean, what kind of host would I be if I didn't have it? Anyway, and the song we played at the top of the show is probably my favorite song on the record.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
Now, I'm a big fan of acoustic music and just a singer and a guitar and maybe a kick drum or whatever. So that was right down my alley.
Well, thank you. That song was 100% me. That's the only song that I wrote by myself, produced by myself, and I'm also the only musician on the whole track. I did literally everything. So that's kind of me in a song. So I'm glad you like that one.
Nice. And I know you said, well, I know you popped on Instagram about 30 minutes ago or whatever, and said you were working on a little video for something, sort of a behind the scenes of making the album.
Yes, tomorrow I'm posting it. I'm so excited for everyone to see it. It's basically just like what you said, a behind the scenes of the making of the album and how it came to be and the process and some things that people probably didn't think of with making an album. I don't want to give anything away. People will have to watch it tomorrow, but I'm
right.
Excited to put it out.
Now, I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for this because this is like asking your favorite child, but what's your favorite song on your new album?
Oh, gosh. I love all of them for different reasons. I mean, I think My Turn, the one that you played, is probably my favorite just because it's the most honest and the most personal song for me. I mean, like I said, that's literally me in a song, so it's like my little baby. I mean, it's I put everything in me into that song, so I'd probably have to say that one, but I love them all.
I understand that, and I totally get that about it being tough to choose a favorite. I totally get that. That's like me in these interviews. People ask me all the time, what's your favorite interview that you've ever done, Murph? I'm like, dude, all of them. Seriously.
Yeah.
Because they're all great for very, very different reasons.
And I feel like I have a different favorite every day, too. Like one day I'll love a certain song, and then the next day I'll be rooting for a different song. But yeah, I'm very proud of all of them, though. I love all of them.
That I understand that. Now, I think I know one song you played last night was Pickle Jar, and what else did you play?
Yeah, I kicked off with Pickle Jar, and then I did Because I Am a Girl. I thought I absolutely had to do that song there, and then I also did Ain't Ever Going Back.
Oh, nice. And spoiler alert, folks, we played all three of those on the show.
I did, yeah.
Now we've played all three of those songs here on the show that I host Friday. We played all three of those on Indie Country Radio, so.
That's awesome, because you're the best.
Well, no, I'm not, but I'll take it. there are people that have done this one for many, many more years than I have, and that are way, way better at this than me, but I'll take it.
Oh, don't say that.
So, in the next maybe 5 minutes or so, I know you're coming off the success of this album, and I know you're always constantly working. You're one of the hardest workers I've ever met too. Are you thinking about the next project?
To answer, because I feel like I'm kind of always, you know, working and writing for the future. I will say I am focusing on some more behind the scenes stuff right now, more so than like the next, you know, single, EP, album, whatever it is down the line. We don't know yet, but right now my focus is kind of on getting ready for the live shows again, because I'm gonna have to practice because I'm a little rusty, I feel like. but I'm also focusing on producing with some people, writing with other people, and yeah, I feel like I'm definitely in the writing stage when it comes to whatever project is next. So I've written some stuff recently that I'm pretty excited about that I may be releasing down the line, but the album was definitely, you know, that was like a year-long process, so it'll be a little bit before I have a new project out, but we have a lot more content coming for everybody around the album and some other stuff we're doing with the album. So you'll never stop seeing stuff from me. Don't worry.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that because like I said, you and another friend of mine are two of the hardest working people I have ever seen in my entire life.
I try. I don't know how to do anything else. I'm a workaholic, so.
Oh, I'm the same way with this podcast. I mean, we're booked now through the first week of June. So,
Oh, wow. Oh.
I try to schedule shows maybe about a month out. So I'm always working. I'm always trying to find that next guest, that next person that wants to come on board, you know. So I'm always out there working.
Friends, because we're like the same.
I don't know. Like you said, I don't know any other way to be. I've been at this for nearly 10 years, and I don't plan on slowing down anytime soon.
Exactly. Yep, I'm right there with you.
There was something else I wanted to talk to you about. I think this is the final question I had for you. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, goodness. I think we've covered pretty much everything. I mean, I think the only thing we haven't talked about is my cat, but they're doing good.
I've seen your cat on Instagram or TikTok.
Yes, they are frequent stars on my social media. And my live streams, too.
True. And speaking of TikTok, I gave into the craziness a couple of weeks ago.
You did. You've joined the dark side.
Yes, I'm not proud of it, but I went to the dark side.
It's addictive. You got to be careful.
It's completely addictive. And I fully blame my friend Still Ivory for it. I fully blame Still Ivory for essentially twisting my arm. But I mean, I'll be on TikTok and I posted a couple of videos on there, you know, a couple of get to know me things. I actually posted a mini cover of me playing guitar a couple of weeks ago. If you want to go check that one out,
yeah,
I'm get the mini cover that I did. But, yeah, I mean, TikTok is very, very addicting. I will literally spend hours going through videos and just watching them on just an endless loop, you know?
It's addicting. It's addicting for sure.
As is all social media. I mean, and I resisted TikTok for years. I mean, I thought I had Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Lord knows I needed another social media account, but I resisted this thing for years until probably about a month ago.
Same with especially TikTok. I didn't want to join it. I didn't really see the point, and then it was sometime during, like, quarantine last year that I joined, and I was addicted right away, and I was like, oh, no, what have I done?
Yeah, it was like, here we go again.
Yep.
This has been so much fun getting to catch up with you today.
It has. It's so good to talk to you.
We have not physically spoken in over a year, although we keep up with each other all the time on social media. We have not physically spoken since, like I said earlier, February of 2020.
That's crazy. It does not feel like that long, but I have no concept of time, so.
I don't think any of us do anymore.
Nope, pandemic ruined it. It's out the window. Come on.
I remember this was around Christmas, And I follow the National Predators on social media. And they tweeted out, they said something like, on the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me blank. And then I tweeted, I go, a gradual loss of social skills.
Accurate. Yes, I feel that.
Because at that point, it was like, are we ever going to be able to get out of the house?
It feels like not at this point. It feels like even, I guess, stuff is finally opening up again. But, yeah, it feels like I've just lived in my own little bubble in my house here.
Yeah, it's like besides church and doctor's appointments, which a lot of times those were virtual, but it felt like
everything
between church and doctors, and unless it was absolutely necessary, I didn't get out of the house for over a year, and it was horrible.
Yeah. Everything was virtual, and even get your groceries delivered. It was a different world.
And you know me, I'm such a social butterfly. You know me. And not being able to see people was just, and especially not being able to hug people, because I am such a hugger, it's not even funny. You know that to be true. I tell people this all the time. I go, within 5 minutes of meeting you, I will probably hug you. There's no question about that. So, not being able to hug people for the last year or so absolutely just crushed me, you know?
Yeah, it's been tough. Everyone has to do the awkward elbow bump instead of a hug.
Right. But I am fully vaccinated, so that's a good thing.
Woohoo! I'm half vaccinated. I'm getting there. Waiting for my second shot.
I tell you what, that second shot is not to be messed with.
Oh, I'm ready. I have my weekend set up. I'm going to watch Netflix, read a book. It's going to be great. I'm ready.
I've heard it puts people down for over 24 hours. It will put you down for over 24 hours.
Nah, I'm ready. I have a high pain tolerance. I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
Right. And speaking of pain tolerance, when I was younger, I was in the hospital a lot when I was younger, just for various things. And when they come in to draw blood, I'd hide under the covers of the hospital bed. I'd be like, "Nope, you ain't taking my blood."
Yeah, giving blood is no fun. I can do anything else. I don't like doing that.
I will say, though, I've gotten better at that. Now I'm just like, here, do your worst, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when I got my shot, I got my second COVID shot. April 20th, so I'm pretty much fully vaccinated at this point. But that first shot stung going in. I mean, it stung like I don't know what going in. But that second shot, I barely felt it. And both times, and 20 years ago, this wouldn't have happened 20 years ago, but I actually watched the needle go in. Now, if that's not progress, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, my first shot didn't hurt at all. I had zero side effects. I'm ready. I'd rather be in pain for a little bit and then vaccinated and safe. So I'm prepared.
Exactly. I tell people all the time, I say, it's a small price to pay, you know. being down for a day or so. It's a small price to pay, you know.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm ready.
Well, I hear you. Thank you again for doing this list. This has been, great actually getting to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Oh, absolutely. And you know this, I don't even have to tell you this, but if there's ever anything that I can do for you, you know where to find me, girl.
Same to you.
Awesome. Well, I think I'm going to let you go and let you get about your evening. But again, this has been so much fun, and I cannot wait to get back to Nashville and see you.
Yes, I can't wait for you to come back.
I am so ready to come back. It's just not even funny. As soon as we get the quote unquote all clear, that's the first place I'm going to go.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Well, I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much again for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk to you later, Liz, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with my lovely friend, Miss Alyssa Drahan. Let me I'll pull up the show schedule here. Come on. Hold on, folks. Let me pull up the show schedule. And to hear who we have next week on the show. Come on, folks. Well, it's not pulling up, so I'll be tweeting out, actually. Wait, never mind. Here we go. Next Tuesday on the show, we welcome the super talented Miss Demi Michelle. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. Thank you for listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.